Well, it's Tuesday morning, February 2nd, and this is a bit of an update on the two positive samples from Maryland. They were released, the sequences were released last night, and they came out of Johns Hopkins Hospital, and they are definitely the South African variant. They're B1351, and they have the age and gender, and but no actual location other than the fact that they were sequenced and released by Johns Hopkins Hospital. There's a media report on two individuals from Montgomery County, and the article doesn't have a lot of specifics. The two in Montgomery County are preliminary positive for the South African variant, and they're waiting confirmation. They didn't give age or gender or the relationship. There's quite a big difference in age between the two samples that were released. But the media report does say that they're residents of Montgomery County, but they're being treated in another jurisdiction. So that does sound like the sequences that were released, because Johns Hopkins would be in Baltimore, which would be a different jurisdiction than Montgomery County. So right now they've been tentatively updated to be from Montgomery County. They are adjusted on the map to be in Montgomery County. And further information should clarify if there are two Montgomery County cases being treated at Johns Hopkins, or whether the two Montgomery County residents represent the fourth and fifth case in Maryland that is positive for the South African variant. There are two in South Carolina that are distinct. One of the sequences has now been released. Prior, they were just listed as positives, but the sequences were not released yet. The sequence that was released was done by LabCorp, and that is consistent with one of the sources of the two from South Carolina. It's tentatively listed as the one in the South, but it's conceivable that LabCorp did the one in the North, and PD County or PD area. Anyway, they so there are four sequences that are released. There are three that are out of Maryland, and one that's out of South Carolina, with a second one out of South Carolina expected. So that's where we are right now on the South African variants. Oh, the media reports says that the two in Montgomery County may be travel related, but doesn't really give any specifics as to why that is suspected. So they'll probably be updated fairly soon. The two recent ones in Johns Hopkins are recent. They had a collection date of the 27th. And that would be consistent with the media report saying that they had a preliminary positive and they were waiting for confirmation. And the release these sequences, it's definitely a confirmation of two more cases, whether they're the ones in Montgomery County or two additional ones that potentially are in the Baltimore Metro. Like the first positive in Maryland remains to be seen.